When you cover American elections for audiences overseas, and I've been doing that since 1993, there are several aspects to the process that you fervently hope you will never have to explain to listeners. One of them is the role that delegates play at the party's political conventions. They take place this July. Now, normally we're lucky. Thanks to majority rule and all that, most years they're an irrelevance. One candidate routs the others in primary elections that are designed to choose each party's candidate and then sends enough delegates to the convention to seal the deal. You see, it's a vote at the conventions of delegates from states all over the country that formally anoint the two presidential candidates. It takes place during something called the Roll Call of States, and it sounds like this.
Louisiana, the home of gumbo, jambalaya, proudly cast 43 votes for Obama.
You get the idea, but most years, as there in 2008, the whole thing is pre-cooked, allowing Hillary Clinton in that year to stop the voting palaver by declaring that, yes, she realized Barack Obama had won that year's primaries, and so the vote didn't even need to happen.
Let's declare together in one voice, right here, right now, that Barack Obama is our candidate and he will be our president.
So that's the way it's supposed to work. Clean, easy, a touch convoluted, but heartily democratic, and with no need for people like me to explain the role of the delegates. But this year, it is not going to be that simple, so we have to grasp the nettle, you and I, in a bid to understand precisely what this man is complaining about.
This is a dirty trick, and I'll tell you what. The RNC, the Republican National Committee, they should be ashamed of themselves for allowing this kind of crap to happen. I can tell you that.
Donald Trump is not happy with the Republican Party. He says the rules of the game are stacked against him. While he's been winning primary contests all over the place, he doesn't seem to have a path to secure enough delegates to assure him of the party's nomination. Now, how can that be? Well, to quote the New York Times, the process for choosing delegates varies by state. Campaigns must be well-versed in each set of rules. And that's where Donald Trump, a newcomer on the political scene, has tripped up. His chief Republican rival, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, has hired people with a deep understanding of those rules and decades of experience wrangling convention delegates. How did that work in, say, Colorado? My colleague Mary McCarthy, who lives there, explains.
Well, Simon, here in Colorado, Ted Cruz ended up with all 34 of the state's delegates, even though there wasn't even a primary vote among Republicans. The rules in this state allowed Senator Cruz to outmaneuver Donald Trump through superior organization at a series of local meetings that were controlled by party insiders, who, of course, are generally hostile to Mr. Trump's maverick campaign.
Even delegates in states that Donald Trump has won are in play, with the Cruz team trying to make sure they don't feel bound to vote for Donald Trump at the convention. So Mr. Trump is furious. He says the entire process is rigged. Republican leaders, who remember are terrified by the prospect of a Trump candidacy, have responded in essence by saying, hey, them's the rules. And it's not just the Republicans who are plagued with problems that raise questions about US democracy.
This campaign is saying that each and every one of you and every American are enormously powerful people.
Bernie Sanders, the socialist senator whose populist campaign frightens Democratic Party leaders, just as much as Donald Trump freaks out the Republicans, he's also been winning primaries all over the country. But the Democrats have this thing called a superdelegate, hundreds of them who vote at the convention. They're all prominent party members, and most have already pledged their backing for their old pal Hillary Clinton. So a huge mess looms, with Trump supporters vowing to contest the Republican convention, and Sanders followers promising to do the same when the Democrats meet. Those of us watching this process can only wonder how a country that prides itself on lecturing the rest of the world about democracy thinks that any of this is in fact democratic. It's a question we put to one man who has been through the process, former governor of Vermont and former presidential contender in 2004, Howard Dean.
No, actually, I think it reflects true democracy very well. There's a tremendous backlash in this country by people who have lost their jobs and suffered economically. But I think it reflects where the electorate is.
So he says this is just a weird year, an aberration in the grand sweep of presidential history. He could be right, and maybe in 4 years' time I won't need to explain the delegates to you all over again. But at least for this year, you can consider yourself officially primed and ready for anything as this extraordinary election spectacle continues. Simon Marks, Washington.